A reading from Sirach. May his holy blessing be with us all. Amen.
You should not quarrel with a powerful man, lest perhaps you may fall into his hands. You should not contend with a wealthy man, lest perhaps he may bring an action against you. For gold and silver have destroyed many, and have reached and corrupted even the hearts of kings. You should not quarrel with a man who is full of words, for you should not cast wood upon his fire. You should not confide in an ignorant man, lest he speak evil about your family. You should not despise a man who turns himself away from sin, nor reproach him with it. Remember that we are all subject to correction. You should not spurn a man in his old age, for we are all subject to growing old. Do not be willing to rejoice at the death of your enemy, knowing that we all die, and that we do not want others to rejoice over us. You should not despise the discourse of those who are old and wise, instead ponder their proverbs. For from them you will learn wisdom and intelligent doctrine, so as to serve great men without blame. Do not allow the discourse of your elders to pass you by, for they have learned from their fathers. And from them you will learn understanding, and you will learn what response to give in a time of necessity. You should not kindle the coals of sinners by arguing with them, for you might be scorched by the flame from the fire of their sins. You should not stand against the faith of a contemptuous person, otherwise you may sit down as if waiting in ambush against your words. You should not lend to a man who is stronger than you, but if you do lend, consider it lost. You should not promise beyond your ability, but if you do promise, consider how to fulfill it. You should not judge against a good judge, for he judges according to what is just. You should not go forth on the way with an audacious man, lest perhaps he may burden you with his evils. For he goes forth according to his own will, and you will perish with him in his folly. You should not start a conflict with an angry man. You should not go into the desert with an audacious man, for shedding blood is nothing to him. And in a place where there is no help for you, he will overthrow you. You should not hold counsel with the foolish, for they are not able to love anything except what pleases them. You should not take counsel in the sight of an outsider, for you do not know what he will do next. You should not reveal your heart to every man, lest perhaps he may offer a false kindness to you, and then speak reproachfully about you. You should not be jealous of the wife of your bosom, lest she reveal because of you the malice of a wicked lesson. You should not give authority over your soul to a woman, lest she obtain your strength, and then you would be confounded. You should not look with favor on a woman, lest many desires, lest perhaps you may fall into her traps. You should not be continually in need of entertainment, nor should you be persuaded by it, lest perhaps you may perish by its effectiveness. You should not stare at a virgin, lest perhaps you may be scandalized by her beauty. You should not give your soul in any way to fornicators, lest you destroy yourself and your inheritance. Do not choose to look around in the streets of the city, nor should you wander along its thoroughfares. Avert your face from an ornate woman, for you should not gaze upon strange beauty. Many have perished because of the beauty of a woman, and by this desire is kindled like a fire. Every woman who is a fornicator will be trampled down like the filth in the street. Many, by admiring the beauty of the wife of another, have become reprobate, for familiarity with her flares up like a fire. You should not sit down at all with another's man or wife, nor recline with her on a couch. And you should not argue with her over wine, lest perhaps your heart may turn toward her, and by your emotion you should be toppled into perdition. You should not abandon an old friend, for a new one will not be similar to him. A new friend is like new wine, it will grow old, and then you will enjoy drinking it. You should not envy the glory and wealth of a sinner, for you do not know what may be his undoing in the future. The injury of the unjust should not please you, knowing that until they are in hell, the impious will not please. Keep yourself far from a man having the power to kill, and then you will not have the fear of death suspended over you. But if you do reproach him, do nothing to offend, lest perhaps he may take away your life. Knowing that this is a communing that with death, for you would be entering the midst of snares and walking upon the arms of the grieving. According to your ability, be cautious of your neighbor and treat him as wise and prudent would. Let just men be your companions, and let your glory be in the fear of God. And let the thought of God be in your mind, and let all your discourse be on the precepts of the Most High. Works will be praised for the hands of the artist, and a leader of the people will be praised for the wisdom of his words. Yet truly the word of the elders will be praised for his understanding. A man full of word is a dread to his city, but one who speaks rashly will be hated for his word. A wise judge will judge his people, and the leadership of an understanding man will be steadfast. Glory be the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and for ages. Amen.
Εκκλίνουμεν τα γονότα.
Ναϊνάν ευνότη βιότ πι παντοκρατόρ.
Αναστούμεν εκκλίνουμεν τα γονότα.
Ναϊνάν ευνότη πενσοτήρ.
Αναστούμεν εκκλίνουμεν τα γονότα.
Ναϊνάν ευνότη ο, ναϊνάν.
Ο Υιού.